Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits. Song you can sing along to. 1026 4MK. And Rob Kidd for breakfast. A big thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical over at North Mackay. And you're listening on the iHeart Radio app. It sounds incredible. 13 past nine. A little bit chilly this morning. We've already got 13 degrees. Let's warm you up with some money, eh?
Who's talking? Thanks to the Crapery Restaurant on 4MK.
A lot of money up for grabs. This little voice, hey, has got everyone talking.
You know, I said yes.
If you've got any idea, call us hello.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. I'm through.
Yes.
Oh, Rob, it's Nick. How you going, mate? I feel like I've won already.
You've won because you live in Finch Hatton. Like, that's winning for me. Paradise.
What? Absolutely, mate, for sure.
I've got this.
Especially this morning, well, it's a bit fresh, though.
Just a fresh, just a little bit, a few icicles up that way. This voice, though, hey.
You know, I said yes.
Would buy a lot of electric blankets. $10,026.
You know, I said yes.
Any idea who it is?
Well, mate, I've been super, super confident for reading some of the hints and being not so sure, but I think it is the American actor Vincent D'Onofrio.
Who's that?
So he's been one of those blokes that's not an A-list actor, but he's been in hundreds of things we've all seen. So he was Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. He played one of the coppers in Law and Order. Special Victims, one of them anyway.
Yeah.
But he also played the alien in the first Men in Black movie. And the minute I heard that, I thought, God, that sounds like the alien from Men in Black. So,
are you confident?
Did a bit of Googling. Yes.
Because we've had so many guesses from people, hey?
Well,
so many guesses. You reckon you're right?
Not now. Let's hear it. What does that mean?
100% right.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, you ripper! I knew it. I heard the voice and I thought, that is him. And I look at the hints and I saw, you know, Vincent D'Onofrio, but there was a lot of hints there that sort of lent towards Forrest Gump, and I couldn't find a single link to the bloke. Oh, my God, it's really him.
Yes, yes.
Oh, mate, 1,000th time trying to get through lucky.
Unreal, eh?
Oh, mate, I don't believe it.
What are you going to do with $10,000?
Well, mate, I promised the universe if I had a win, I'd pay it forward a little bit. And I'm actually hoping that 4MK and the listeners might be able to give me a hand with this as well. Mm. Let me run it by you.
Yeah.
So there's a local family out here, the Hutton family.
Yeah.
And there's a GoFundMe on Facebook for them at the moment. Kylie Hutton's a school teacher based out of Morani, and she's worked all over the Pioneer Valley here. Really, really dedicated teacher. She's been working out here for years. Now, Kylie was diagnosed with breast cancer last January, and she had 14 months of treatment, only finishing in March of this year.
Yeah.
But then in January of this year, her teenage daughter, Kiani, was diagnosed with Ewing's carcinoma, which is another type of cancer that affects both the soft tissue and the bones. Now, she's undergoing treatment at the moment in Brisbane. So you can imagine, while Kylie was sick, obviously, apart from all the emotional and the physical strain and, you know, everything else that goes on with being sick, her ability to earn, you know, and they've got other kids as well, her ability to earn was significantly decreased over that 12 months. And just as she gets over, you know, finishes her treatment, now she's up and down to Brisbane, of course, and her ability to work is, you know, compromised again.
So what are you going to do?
So they're doing it really tough. So one of the staff members out here at Finch Hatton State School, Jodie Smith, she's a lovely lady. She started a GoFundMe page. Last time I checked, it was only about $2,000, and she's trying to raise 10. So I reckon I'll throw $1,026 that way into that fundraiser. And, mate, I'd love if I could tag it onto the 4MK Facebook page. You might share it.
Oh, wow.
And I tell you what, mate, entirely up to you, but I reckon they'd have to be a candidate for Rob's rescue.
Oh, yes.
What do you reckon?
I reckon so. Yes.
Yeah.
Just gets
happy
better.
Days.
Happy days. Oh. Yeah. So they're struggling, but we want to put a smile. You'll definitely put a smile on their face, eh?
Well, I reckon so. And if, you know, some more people can get out there. I mean, every dollar helps, you know. If you get, you know, 5,000 people donate a dollar, well, there's $5,000, you know. And we've got 90-odd thousand people in Mackay, so.
Yes.
You know, a really good family, a really dedicated teacher who they just need a bit of a leg up at the minute. So.
Well, we're definitely doing that. And Mick, you're helping them and you have just helped yourself. You've won $10,026.
Yes. Oh, my God, that is brilliant. Listen, thank you so much, 4MK. Thank you, Crapery Restaurant. You have just made my year. We're going to have a hell of a Finn Chatton show on Sunday, I can tell you.
Yes, we are.
There won't be any sorry, darling, you can't have a show bag this year.
Congratulations, Mick.
Oh, you're a legend. Thanks for that, Rob.
No dramas. There's plenty more to win too. Get on our website and Facebook page, 4mk.com.au. Want to get off to the Beach Horse Races this weekend? Piney Valley Show, as Mick mentioned. The Mackay Show next week. We need money and we're going to put a massive smile on everyone's face. How good does that feel? $10,026 winner for the Who's Talking for the Crepey Restaurant. I feel great. 1026. 4MK. Man, please don't go.